Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 350, the first four stanzas. With joy I heard my friends exclaim, come, let us in God's temple meet. Within thy gates, O Zion blessed, shall ever stand our willing feet. And what follows, Psalter 350, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Romans 12. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, as saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Helen Clark and Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who are both home from the hospital. Mr. Jacob Rexa, who hopes to turn 87 tomorrow, and Mr. and Mrs. Ari and Elida van der Breinhorst, who hope to commemorate their 60th anniversary on Tuesday. Let us ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, and then it has pleased thee in thy goodness, in thy patient long suffering, then thou wast lent unto us and our children another week of grace, the fourth week, and also the fourth Sabbath day of this newly begun year. Then thou wast not taken one of us away by the cold hand of death. Then thou wast cared, thou hast provided, thou hast protected. May we be humbled under all thy mercies and under all thy goodness, and also a profound consideration unto whom those mercies have been given also in the past week and in this morning hour when thou wast watched over us in the night gone by. We may arise, awake, and see the light of another day, and then by renewal the doors of thy house have been opened, and then surely that is not according to what we deserve. And then it is so needful each time by renewal to consider all of our great and manifold sins, but also thy mercies and thy great goodness over sinners, and a profound impression that it is our time of grace, and that shall not last forever, because it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And then in this morning hour, then by renewal, we hope to dwell at the foot of Mount Sinai. Then by renewal, we have heard the holy law. We have heard that precious introduction. And then we do well to examine ourselves. And then we humbly beg of thee that also in this morning, that thy law may be used as a sword and a sharp arrow to penetrate into our hard hearts, to show our great and manifold sins, our exceeding great guilt, and that we may become a seeking sinner at thy feet, that we may learn to pray indeed while we are yet upon praying and finding ground, but that thy law may also be used as a schoolmaster poor sinners, that they may learn that they can never fulfill that law, that their debt is so great that they cannot even make a beginning to repay, and that it may be used as a schoolmaster to Christ, to bring them to the foot of the cross, to behold thy dear Son, that precious Savior, and that they may embrace thy true saving faith, that that burden may roll off. And in the life of thy people, in the way of gratitude, then it is so needful each time by renewal that they become so ashamed, guilty by renewal after receiving so many blessings, and then such transgressors, that they may be humbled to be brought into dust, a low place at thy footstool, and a fleeing to that blood. Lord, it is all thy work from the beginning to the end, and thou wast promised in thy word that thou shalt use the foolishness of preaching to that end. May it please thee to do it in this morning hour. Thou knowest how that each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest, has come up to thy courts. Wilt thou so grant a rich blessing over the length and the breadth of the earth? Wilt thou remember, help, uphold, encourage all those that are called upon to labor in thy vineyard, thy servants, elders, and deacons on the mission field, the sowers of the word? It all awaits for thy blessing. The times are dark and solemn. Thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. And may we be given to see it and to perceive it and be given to hasten for our life's sake, oh, to find a place of safety under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a secret place, and it is a secret place which thou revealeth unto thy people by the work of the Holy Spirit. Wilt thou remember the many temporal needs thou wast given in the past week, that a mother may return from the hospital to her home, then thou wast brought her through the surgery, thou wast given much improvement, but, O Lord, it is a time of anxious waiting. Wilt thou uphold and remember her, and above all may it be profitable for her never-dying soul. Wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, where thou wast brought hitherto, and where in this morning hour she may even have a place in thy house. Lord, then we commend unto thee a young daughter that was in the hospital by renewal, that could return to her home, and yet no solution, continual pain, discomfort, many times overwhelmed. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant a solution? May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou uphold her? Remember the parents and the family circle also overwhelmed, and that these deep and trying ways, may they be used for the saving of her soul. We commend unto thee all sick and afflicted ones, all under the physician's care, with tiredness, with weakness, with pain. We commend each and every one unto thee, with the family circles, under the different circumstances, which are all known unto thee. May they be used, that they may be brought with sin-sick souls under the care of that heavenly physician. We commend unto thee all the sick relatives, different places. Wilt thou remember them all? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones in our midst, with empty places that remain empty, and at times where it seems that they only become emptier. May the empty places be filled with thy presence, with thy mercy, and with thy goodness. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Remember all the elderly ones. We commend unto thee all the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens. May we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant thy gracious help in this morning hour? Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for everything. May it please thee to anoint with fresh oil from above. And wilt thou remember all the hearers, from the youngest to the oldest? Ah, pass none by, leave not cold and untouched. Wilt thou work lovely and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, and then by renewal on the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year, oh, surely it declares that we are flying away, and then by renewal it behooves us to confess that we have no worthiness, no merit to plead upon, But O thou wast said unto the house of Israel, I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake, O Lord. Wilt thou then come down with thy mercy, and with thy favor visit us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, visit us with thy salvation, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy glorious kingdom and the glory of thy glorious name. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 13, the stanzas 1 through 5. O Jehovah my God, on thy help I depend. From all that pursue me, O save and defend. Lest they like a lion should rend me at will, while no one is near me, they're raging to still. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the periodicals. Psalter 13, the first 5 stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 40, the question and answers 105 through 107. Question 105, what doth God require in the sixth commandment? Answer, that neither in thoughts nor words nor gestures, much less in deeds, I dishonor, hate, wound, or kill my neighbor, by myself or by another, but that I lay aside all desire of revenge also, that I hurt not myself, nor willfully expose myself to any danger. Wherefore also the magistrate is armed with the sword to prevent murder. Question 106. But this commandment seems only to speak of murder. Answer, in forbidding murder, God teaches us that he abhors the causes thereof, such as envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge, and that he accounts all these as murder. Question 107. But is it enough that we do not kill any man in the manner mentioned above? Answer, no. For when God forbids envy, hatred, and anger, he commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and all kindness toward him, and prevent his hurt as much as in us lies, and that we do good even to our enemies. Lord's Day 40, the sixth commandment, speaks of the protection of life, with four thoughts in the first place, the literal deeds which God forbids. Secondly, the matters which God includes. Thirdly, the deep causes which God abhors. And in the fourth place, the overflowing love which God commands. The sixth commandment concerning the protection of life, the deeds which God forbids, the matters which God includes, the causes which God abhors, and the overflowing love which God commands. Thus first, the deeds which God forbids. Beloved congregation, when by renewal we may be at the foot of Mount Sinai and hear the Ten Commandments, then surely with the Sixth Commandment, then we have great reasons to be ashamed, that it was necessary for God, who has created our first parents so perfectly in his image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, Were Adam and Eve forgiven to love each other so fervently, and also their Creator and their benefactor, that it was now necessary for the Lord to say to mankind, you must live peaceably with one another, you must not murder one another. And then in the context of our Heidelberg Catechism, in the way of gratitude, how ashamed it is for the true child of God who has been saved by grace, where Jesus Christ was willing to come upon this earth to save them by his precious blood. And then after having received such blessings, it is true there are different measures, but even in that beginning work, when the Lord by his Spirit sheds that love abroad, and even more so in the further leadings that the Lord still needs from Mount Sinai to speak unto his child and say, my child, you must live in love with one another, and you must not murder one another. How ashamed that is. And the Lord has a people upon the earth that do not become angry. And the more they are uncovered, and then we also mention Romans 7, where Paul was given to speak of that wretched man with a desire to be delivered, then that people do not become angry, but when it is well, they become so ashamed, they are humbled, and then each time by renewal, then they must flee to that precious fountain of blood and to pray in the fifth petition, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Then concerning this commandment, then it is still the restraining hand of the Lord that the world may be what it is, where we read in Matthew 12, verse 24, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Then it is by the common goodness of the Lord, when he still grants love in the midst of the family circles, in the midst of the congregation, a helping of one another, and a bearing of one another's burdens. Because when we consider the world, it is true, since our deep fall in Adam, oh, what a thought, that the first child that was born upon this world, and boys and girls, you know who that was Cain. The first child that was born on this world, that he has become a murderer, that he even murdered his brother. And when we consider the history of the world, when we consider the persecutions, when we consider wars, think of the war in Israel with Gaza, when we read of concentration camps, then when the Lord gives man over to himself to live out what he is and has become, then he is meaner than an animal and than a lion. Richard Wurmbrand, he was 14 years in prison for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then there was a time with his confession of faith class that he said, students, we shall for a moment go to the zoo. It was close by. And then undoubtedly those students thought But what has a zoo now to do with confession of faith and with doctrinal instruction? And then he has taken them to a cage of lions, and he said, students, do you now see those lions? And now with confession of faith, then you hope to vow that you are willing to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ, for the truth, to be placed before lions. And I have experienced that mankind, when they are delivered over to themselves, that they are much more ferocious and meaner than these lions in the cage. Thus it is the Lord's restraining hand, his common goodness. When love may still abound, let us never minimize it. Let us never take it for granted. And then it is needed that the prayers are multiplied, that love may continue to abound. And now in this Lord's Day, then we hear by renewal, as I read in Psalm 119, that the law of the Lord is exceeding broad. And then our first thought, the deeds which God forbids. And then it speaks of literal murder. And then murder is such an awful thing, because, congregation, we only have one life. Our boys and girls can understand it. If we steal, very wrong, of course, also a sin. But then hopefully we have an opportunity to return it. But death, only one life, and death is so final, then we can never restore a taken away life. We many times see the preciousness of life, the struggle on a deathbed, when that solemn moment shall arrive, when body and soul shall be separated, when the soul shall be sent to its eternal destination. And the devil has even said to the Lord in Job 2 verse 4, skin for skin, and everything that a man hath will he give for his life. And then in this commandment, then it is also necessary to consider the preciousness of the day of grace, that the Lord grants this precious time, that by the Lord's Spirit, by his grace, we may be given to seek and find the Lord, that our soul may be saved. And now this commandment is very broad. When we speak of murder, by self we have mentioned Cain. Think in the book of Genesis, Simeon and Levi, they have murdered all the males in Shechem. Can also be by others. Doeg has commanded that the 85 priests would be murdered. And even David. Then he has given commandment to Joab that Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, must be placed in a place of great danger where the arrows will fly. And then when Nathan has come, then he has said, thou art a man, David, thou art an adulterer, but also a murderer. Then in the third place, when we place ourselves unnecessarily in danger, of course those that work in the emergency department, many times they are called upon to place themselves in danger that lives may be saved. We think of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 4, that the devil has come to tempt. The first temptation was concerning stones made bread. And then Christ has said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then the devil has come with the second temptation. And the devil has also said, it is written. He has come with the Bible text. The devil can also come as an angel of light. He does not care, congregation, how we go lost, whether it is in the world or with religion. He has stated, it is written, although he has misquoted that text. And then Jesus, by renewal, has said, thou shalt. Of gluttony. In the fifth place, the terrible sin of abortion. We live in a day. It should be the safest place for an unborn child, the mother's womb. But it has become a very unsafe place. What a blood also of our country cries to the Lord for vengeance. The Lord is not an idle onlooker. Many times that sin is committed because of distress, no way out in shame. May the Lord keep us. Then we live in a day, euthanasia, that comes from a Greek word that means a good death. And then we can speak of active euthanasia, when people are literally put to death with an injection. We may speak of passive euthanasia, when it is being withheld what is necessary for the sustaining of the body. Of course, there is a time that we must give it over in the hands of the Lord. To give an example, if there is one that is mortally ill with cancer and that the end is drawn by, then we do not have to put him on a respirator to extend his life for 2 days. Then there is a time that we have to let God be God. But we live in frightful times. The time that is coming, that for elderly people, that there shall be fears even to go to the hospital, and that respect, what a blessing, what a gift it is, that the Lord has given us a care home. Then further, when we knowingly do not take precautions, the Lord has given the instruction for Israel in Deuteronomy 22, when one built a house, and then I think our children know it, then many roofs of the houses were flat, and then people would also dwell on that housetop, and then of course children, they must not go off the side, but then it was commanded that a fence had to be built around that roof. Also instruction when we do not warn. And then finally, the awful sin of suicide. Congregation, may the Lord keep us. There is a difference in people, characters, some a weak mind, and then there can be those times, and of course, each and every one shall have to deal with difficult circumstances. The one isn't able to deal better than another. And then there can be those where it becomes so dark, no light, impossible for deliverance. And then the suggestion can come, it is best that he make an end to everything. But when there are those struggles, then in the first place, then may we be given to bow our knees. In the second place, to open God's holy word. And in the third place, to seek out one where we may unburden our hearts, tell how overwhelmed, how impossible it is. And then we have the special example of Elijah. Under wonderful things that he has experienced, and then so discouraged and so disappointed, and that he went into the wilderness and under a juniper tree, he asked the Lord to take away his life, but he did not take it. And then what has happened? Then Elijah, in the first place, received food, and that is needful for our bodies and for our minds. In the second place, he received rest. And in the third place, he received exercise when he walked through the wilderness, and so he was revived. This commandment, when it speaks, thou shalt not kill, that word kill in Hebrew, that is a word that refers especially to the killing of human beings. There's also a word in the Hebrew that refers to the killing of animals. Thus then it is clear that this commandment excludes the killing of animals. We read thereof that flesh may be eaten in Genesis 9. Of course, we may never torture animals, because they read in Proverbs 12, verse 10, that the righteous man careth for the life of the beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Then in the second place, this commandment excludes capital punishment. Before the flood, there was not capital punishment. And then it is specifically mentioned in Genesis 9, or before, when it speaks of the flood, that the earth was full of violence. And then the Lord has given the commandment in Genesis 9, verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood by man, shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And we never read, Jesus has saved the murderer, but he did not free him. Then we have accidental, think of the cities of refuge. We read of a man with an axe that was chopping down a tree, of course. Then it was the responsibility of that man that that axe head was securely fastened to the handle, but it can be while chopping and accidentally that axe head has come loose and it has hit his friend and he was killed. Then there were the cities of refuge, self-defense. We have the example of Asahel and Abner, who was warned. And then in the fifth place, also just wars. There are those that do not believe that wars may be fought, and it is true. Already early in the church concerning war, these things were considered, unjust wars and just wars, but then they have stated according to God's word, it is also the duty of a country to arm themselves. Humanly speaking, before World War II, if other countries had taken heed to some warnings concerning Germany, then the war would not have gone to the extent that it did, but there was a false trust, thus just wars. Of course, other solutions must be sought, but just wars for the protection of our liberties, our religious freedoms, with the minimum death of the other population. Nevertheless, when we think of John the Baptist, and when soldiers have come, what must we do? Then John the Baptist did not say, you may not be a soldier, but you must be content with your wages. Our second thought, the matters which God includes. And then our instructors, they are given to speak much further than the literal murdering of one with our hands or with other instruments. But then there is also spoken of our brain and our heart. We read in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And in Matthew 15, verse 19, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. And then concerning our thoughts, in Matthew 5, the verses 20 and 21, thou shalt not kill, but I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. So then it goes deeper. And when we speak of anger, there's also a holy anger. And that concerns sin. We also read of Jesus in Mark 3, verse 5, and when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, and in Ephesians 4, verse 26, be angry and sin not. Thus, when we are angry with our fellow man, and even in our thoughts, we do not tell anyone, maybe we do, but that we wish, we hope, that something bad happens to him, or even that he shall be killed, all included in this commandment. And then also our words in James 3, our tongue is compared to a flame, to a sword. And we read in James 3, verse 7, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we man. Thus then we can speak when we tease someone, belittle them, mock with them, say words that pierce their hearts. We also do not like when other people say such things to us. Think of those 42 children who have mocked the prophet Elijah. When we belittle others, make them feel very small, and many times we say those things because we like to be big and raised up, it is all included in this commandment. And then congregation, it is already clear with the first two points that we are all guilty. Have we now become guilty? How is it now? Already with the sixth commandment dwelt at the foot of Mount Sinai. Maybe there are those that secretly hope. I hope we quickly come to the end of the law, because I do not feel so comfortable. And we do not like to be driven out of our comfort zone, especially when it becomes too personal. But is that a solution, congregation? Because I read in Romans 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death. And how it is so needful and so profitable that we become a sinner, that we become the sinner. And that is the way, in the way of uncovering, and the deeper uncovering, that we learn no fruit from this tree forevermore. Becomes hopeless. We become guilty. God is just. And as we read in Galatians 4, verse 24, that the law may be used as a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, to behold him who was white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s, the Lamb of God that has been sacrificed, has perfectly satisfied the justice of God, paid the price for his people, and to that end, by true saving faith, to embrace that sacrifice, and that they may be set free. And yet with the first two points, there is much more concerning also this commandment we shall first sing. Psalter 157, the first four stanzas. Protect and save me, O my God, from foes that seek my life, and set me high, secure above the rising tide of strife. And what follows? Psalter 157, the first four stanzas. the sixth commandment, the protection of our life. The literal deeds which God forbids, the matters which God includes, and now thirdly, the deep causes which God abhors. And those causes we may compare to the root of a plant. When there is a root with the right conditions, then there shall come and be a plant. And then it is needful that those roots are also plucked out. And then, boys and girls, you know many times that when we pull weeds, that the root breaks off and that the root stays in the ground. And with rain and sunshine, then soon that plant shall appear by renewal. And then the instructors have mentioned different things. In the first place, envy. That is a wicked envy and jealousy. Of course, boys and girls, there can also be a good jealousy to belong to that people of God. And we have many examples. Cain. He was filled with envy when he realized that the Lord has accepted the offering of Abel, his brother, and not his own sacrifice. Would have been well if he considered the reason. But he was full of envy, his countenance fell. Looks can also kill with their eyes. And then the end was he has murdered his brother. The brothers of Joseph, they were envious of his brother who had received those two beautiful dreams. And the end was they have sold him. Saul was envious of David, and he has tried to murder him. The Pharisees, when they were given to realize that Jesus has received many more followers, then they became envious, and the end was his arrest and death, of course, all in the counsel of the Lord. Concerning that sin, our forefathers, in the form for the administration of the Holy Supper, then these matters are also mentioned also, whether he hath laid aside unfeignedly all enmity, hatred, and envy, and hath firmly resolved henceforward to walk in true love and peace with his neighbor. Then hatred for what our neighbor has done. Think of Esau when Jacob has received the blessing. Revenge. It is remarkable that two times in this Lord's Day that the instructors, both in answer 105 and 106, then in each answer they have mentioned all desire of revenge and desire of revenge. Thus it is not only that we commit the act that we get back, but even when the desire lives in our heart for revenge, think of Absalom concerning what Amnon has done with his sister Tamar, then he has waited for a long time for the right opportunity to revenge himself upon his brother, and he was finally killed. That's a terrible and awful life. when we walk about with those thoughts of revenge, that we feel we have to get even, and when it is told unto us, then we would say, but he has been so mean, or she has been so mean, he deserves to be paid back. Then we must ask the Lord that he may take those thoughts of revenge out of our heart. We have heard out of Romans 12 much instruction concerning this commandment also, concerning revenge, even that we are called upon to love our enemies. Then we are called even when they have done wrong. Does not mean that justice does not have to be done, but nevertheless to repay with loving deeds. Then further, in this day, in our day, then with all the new technology, with texting, you can broaden it out. It also includes this commandment. Then it is good when our words may be few, and yet we are not finished, because there's also the positive side. And therefore our forethought, the overflowing love which God commands. Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even as unto them. Thus our last thought, Romans 13, verse 10, love is the fulfilling of the law. And then it speaks of our neighbor, is the second table, that we love our neighbor as ourself. This that means, congregation, that we may and must also love ourselves. Because the second table, to love our neighbor as ourselves, and of course, the first commandment, no other idols, that we must love God and his word above all. And concerning neighbors, a different degree, Martin Luther has said, my wife is my closest neighbor. That she in the first place, family circles, literal neighbors when they are in need, but also it extends further when there's opportunity to that end. Our denomination has a disaster fund to also help those in need over the length and the breadth of the earth. Thus concerning our last point, begins with our heart, and it begins in the family circle. Also for our children, that they may be given to see and experience much love, and also see in the life of father and mother when there is need, that they are given to help, sometimes also profitable, when there is meals brought and other things, that the children go along, that they carry it, that they may have a good example. Then in the second place, prayer. Our boys and girls can understand it. When we fold our hands, then we cannot fight. Thus much prayer that the Lord, even by his common goodness, that love may abound amongst us and our children. And the third place, a knowledge of self. Because Pharisees that think they are so good, many times they do not have so much compassion upon their neighbors, unless it is in a way that they may be seen of men. But when we have much knowledge of self, of our heart, then we can deal easier with our neighbor. And when we are kept, that we are given to see, that it is the Lord's restraining hand, and that it is a wonder when we may be kept, that we do not break out with great and horrible sins and much trouble with our heart. The Lord has a people that is oftentimes exercised with Romans 7. O wretched man that I am. Also the sins we have mentioned. O wretched man, who shall deliver me from the body of death? The instructors that we are patient must remember how patient the Lord is with us. Day after day and week after week, that notwithstanding all our sins, that the Lord in His patient long-suffering, He feeds us, He clothes us, we have a house, we have His word, we may come up to His house where the Lord teaches, where the Lord invites, where it is declared that there is a way to escape that well-deserved punishment, to seek peace. We have heard it out of Romans 12, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men, to show mercy in all kindness, to prevent his hurt, to seek his best, and to rejoice in his prosperity, even when we have less. When we also have much, then it is maybe not quite as difficult. But when we have very little, or not so much, many trials in that respect, and we are given to see that our neighbor prospers, that we are given to rejoice with him, because we have heard it out of Romans 12, verse 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. And further, the instructors have said, in all kindness toward him, prevent his hurt as much as in his lies, and that we do good even to our enemies. Then by renewal, a broad commandment. And then by renewal, then each has to confess. There shall not be one in this morning, even little boys and girls, that are innocent. And how do we now live with our sin? As a Galileo that cared for none of these things, or do we have profound impressions of what sin is? And now it is so needful that in the mirror of the holy law, with eyes and with light, that we are given to see our picture, and that we become the sinner. Read in Matthew 5, verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. But also verse 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we are not content with some convictions and with a certain knowledge of our sins, certain troubles, but that we are given to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they need to be pardoned in this life. And that is declared in the precious word of God. Oh, think of Barabbas. We need to experience what Barabbas has experienced in a natural way, how it was with Barabbas. We leave it lie. He was a murderer. A murderer. And then he was set free because Jesus has taken his place. And then we would surely think, congregation, when Barabbas has heard that message and when he came out of prison and he heard that there was a Jesus that would take his place on that day to be led outside of the city and to be nailed to that cursed cross. And when Barabbas was given to see it, then he was given to see his substitute. That Jesus, the people have chosen, that Barabbas may go free, of course, all in the providence of the Lord, because Jesus needed to die. And then the first crossword, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then Jesus has come for murderers to save, that they may be set free. And that precious name of that precious mediator may still be lifted up, and that whosoever cometh unto him shall in no wise cast out. He is the precious Lamb of God that has also come for murderers, and that